Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a Sugya Mitzvah Shem about Sukkah. Says the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah and Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Sukkah Yishana Beis Shammai Poslan Beis Hillel Machshir. If you have an old Sukkah, as the Gemara is going to, Mishnah is going to explain in a moment, older than 30 days, and you didn't say it was going to be for the sake of Sukkahs, Beis Shammai says such a Sukkah is puzzle. Beis Hillel says such a sukkah is kosher. Vezu is sukkah yishana, and the Mishnah says, what is a sukkah yishana? Older than 30 days. It's interesting, already Rashi in the Mishnah explains that, you know what a sukkah yishana is? 30 days. As if we couldn't wait two lines until the Mishnah explains. It's interesting that Rashi already, right as the Mishnah began, already felt it necessary to tell us what the Mishnah is going to say a line ahead. Ezri Sukkah Yeshana, 30 days, more than 30 days before the Chag. But if you made it for the Shem Chag, says the Mishnah, if you made it for Sukkahs, it's even good from the beginning of the year. So Beis Shammai holds that you need a Sukkah, L'Shem Chag, L'Shem Sukkahs. And Beis Hillel says it's not necessary. Says Rashi, Debo sukkah lishma. Beis Shammai require that the sukkah be lishma. Vizu stam nases. And this sukkah yishana before 30 days was not made l'shem chag, was made stam. Viu tol shloshim l'chag hava. But 30 days is for the chag. In other words, if it's in 30 days, then it's for sukkahs. Why? Since 30 days, says Rashi, before the chag, they start learning the halachas of the chag. When they make a sukkah, it's going to be for the sake of sukkahs. But before 30 days, a stam sukkah is not for the sake of sukkahs. That's Rashi. So we see that within 30 days, stamah is l'shem chag. A stam sukkah without specifying is going to be assumed that it's l'shem sukkahs. Now the Gemara says in Zvachim and Avbezim and Beis that a get written not for the sake of this specific woman is puzzle. And a stam get with this woman's name is also puzzle. Why? Because a woman with stama, a woman without specifying, is lava gerishin omedes. A woman isn't assumed to be ready to be divorced. So Memela, if you have a get that says Rachel's name on it, but you didn't specifically do it for the sake of Rachel, it's not going to be a good get. But you can't say Bistama, Rachel is supposed to be getting divorced, and Memela, this get is for Rachel. No. Isha Stama, Lava Gerishin Omenes. Not only that, says Tosis, let's say she was Mizana, and anyway her husband has to divorce her. Still doesn't help us, because she's not necessarily in a divorce with this get. So when he writes Rachel on this get, even though it was Rachel, was Mizaneh, it's not Stamah L'Shem Rachel. Because who says she has to be divorced after with this get? Since he could divorce her with another get, we don't say that this get is L'Shma. Abrazei, if that's the case, so the same thing about Sukkah. Why do we say a Sukkah within 30 days of Sukkahs is l'shma, is assumed to be l'shem sukkah, l'shem sukkah, it's l'shem, it's a sukkah. He can use another sukkah. He doesn't have to sit in this sukkah. So who says that this sukkah is for the sake of being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? According to Beis Shammai, who holds that a sukkah has to be built for the sake of the mitzvah of sukkah. Why do we say that within 30 days is stamah l'shma? Just like a get is a stama l'shma, if it says Rachel, it's not necessarily for Rachel, because Rachel can get divorced with a different get, even if she was mamash mizani. So too, when you build a sukkah within 30 days of sukkahs, who said it's for sukkahs? He could be yotzei with a different sukkah. So we can say that sukkah is better than get. Why? Because Rashi says 30 days before sukkahs, show them the hilchos achag. So anyway, let's assume that since you're already talking about the halachas of Chag, when he built the sukkah, he's building it to be yotzei for the Chag. Let's say you say that. But still, Still shver. Why? Because the Torah Adam says in the Seches Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, that according to the Mandi Omer Mitzvah Strichus Kavana, we don't say Stamu L'Shema Koy. We don't say that without singling it out, without specifying, it's the Shema. And if you ate matzah and Leil Pesach, we don't say that Stamu is L'Shema. Why? Because you could be Yotzei with a different kezayis of matzah. So when you eat this kezayis of matzah, who says you want it to be Yotzei? Like the Tosis in Gittin, in Zvachim, that Beis Amidbeis, who says she's being divorced with this get? You can divorce her just as easily with a different get. So Kol Shekein, when you talk about a sukkah, the Seder, within 30 days, it's Stama L'Shem sukkahs. Maybe, but lav dafka. Because you can be yotzei with a different sukkah. So just like when you eat matzah on Leil Pesach, you're not yotzei, we don't say stama l'shma koi, that the stama you're doing it l'shem mitzis matzah. Because you can be yotzei with a different kezayis of matzah. Certainly, 30 days before sukkahs, you're right, you're talking about hilchas achad. But who says you want a dafka be yotzei with this sukkah? Maybe you'll be yotzei with another sukkah. So, we bribe Shver, we remain with Akasha. Akasha is that according to Beis Shammai, who hold that the sukkah has to be L'shem sukkahs, L'shem mitzvah sukkah, how come we say that if it's built within 30 days of sukkahs, it's kosher for sukkah? Why should it be kosher? Even though you talk about Hocha sukkah, just like a get is not bestama for the sake of this woman, even if this woman is planning to get divorced, but she can be divorced with another get, so you have to specify it's l'shem this woman. So to matzah, when you eat matzah on Leil Pesach, unless you say that you're doing it for the sake of mitzvah, it doesn't count, because just like you're yotzei with this matzah, you can be yotzei with a different piece of matzah. So memela, we don't assume that this is for the mitzvah of matzah unless you specify it as such. So to our sukkah, when you build it 30 days before sukkahs, we can't assume it's l'shem sukkah, l'shem it's the sukkah. Because you could be yotzei with a different sukkah, so maybe it's time you're just building a hut. So how can we say, how does Rashi say in the Mishnah, that within 30 days of sukkahs, stama l'shma koy? That is our kasha. So in the Sefer Nosim Piryo, and Maseches Sukkah, which is what we've had numerous shiurim based on this Sefer, for good reason, one of the best, in my opinion, that I've seen of the Achronim on this Masechta. The Nosim Piryo presents the following approach. That Tosis wrote, and Zvachim, that Beis on the base, that by get, we don't say Stama L'Shma, even if it's an Eishes Ish, that was Mizanin, because she's not necessarily going to be divorced with this get, she could just as easily be divorced with another get, and therefore this get isn't considered the shame for the sake of this woman. That's only in that case that we're talking about the writing of a get. Why? Because the writing of the get is not a gemar maisa. It's only a hechsher and a hachana. It's a preparation for gerushin. And therefore, since this woman isn't necessarily going to get divorced with this get, she doesn't have to use this get, therefore we don't say stama l'shma koy, we don't say it's for her sake. She can use a different get to enable herself to get divorced. That's only talking about a get, that's not a gemar maisa. But if something is a gemar maisa, there we can say very well, that's stama l'shma. And therefore, when he eats a kezayis matzah on Leil Pesach, that is the proper, that's the zman mitzvah, that's when we're kind of the mitzvah of eating matzah, and the achila is the gemar maisah, that's the final act of doing the mitzvah, there we can say stama l'shma. Because why should we say that a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah? Eich it takes it. If we're talking about an achana for geirishin, so you don't want to use this achana, use a different achana. So we don't say that this get is scum of a shame, this woman. But we're talking about doing a meisen mitzvah and leil Pesach, a gemar meisen mitzvah, mehechi tesi, why would you say that it's not for the sake of mitzvah? You're going to be mafkir from the mitzvah? He's doing a mitzvah! Why would we assume otherwise? There you say, no, there is more of a svara to say that scum of a shmakoi. Then it's this svara was said by the Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim Begitin and that Peivav on out. That when one gives a get, you can assume that it's lishma, stomach's lishma. But when there's a get that's written, that's not the Gemara Mice of Gerushin. There, Tosfos say it's not lishma. So he makes this chilek between the Gemara Mice of Nesinas HaGet, that's lishma, and the Ksivas HaGet, the writing of the get, that's not lishma. Because it's only a achon, it's only a heksher. According to this, we can say, Zel Zach by Sukkah. When one makes a Sukkah within 30 days of Sukkahs, we can say, Stama Lishma. Because that's the Gemara Lemaisa Lishma of a Sukkah. Like Tosfos right in Gittin, Adat Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, when they make a distinction between the writing of the Get and the writing of the Sacred Torah. That a get that's written lishma, the man can be mevatel the lishma of the get. And a sefer Torah that's written lishma, he can't be mevatel. Why? Because the lishma of the writing of the get, that it's l'shem geirushin, as long as he hasn't yet divorced a woman with his get, so the Kavana Lishma hasn't yet come to fruition. Until he actually gives her the get, the Kavana of writing the get, Lishma hasn't come to fruition. And therefore, he can still be mevatel. He can still nullify the Lishma of the get. But by a Sefer Torah, when a person writes a Sefer Torah, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, there the Sefer Torah is finished. And you can't be mevatel anymore. That's the Gemara Maisif. In the same vein, we can say about a sukkah within 30 days that he made a lishma. Because even if he decides not to sit in this sukkah, he can't be mevatel the shame sukkah. And if afterwards he wants to be yotzei sukkah, he can do so according to Beis Shammai, who require that the making of the sukkah should be lishma. Because you can't be mevatel the lishma of making it l'shem chag, just like you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah from its kedusha when you write it lishma. Once you wrote the sefer Torah lishma, that's it. Once you build the sukkah lishma, that's it. It's lishma, and you can't be mevatel that lishma. And in the same way we can say about a matzah. When you bake matzah lishma, l'shem kiyum mitzvah matzah, to be mekayim the mitzvah of the erev tochu matzahs, even if afterwards you decided not to be yotzei lishma, you don't yotzei matzah, you don't want to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, you're not mevatel the lishma of the baking of the matzah. And the mail of afterwards, you change your mind again and you decide that you do want to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, you can. Because the afiyo is the Gemara Maisa. Why a get can you be mevatel the lishma after writing the get? So that's like the Avnei Nezer in his Tshuvas in Aruch Chaim, Simen, Yud Ches, in the Agor to Oslam and Gimel writes, that a get has to be written for the sake of this woman. The Sofer writes with the shlichus of the bow for the sake of this woman. And therefore the writing is part of the Maisa Gerushin. It's not the Gemara Maisa Gerushin. It's an earlier stage of the Gerushin. The writing of the get. And therefore since it's only an earlier stage, it's weaker, it's not the Gemara, you can be mevatel it. Masha enkein a sefer Torah is the gemara ma'isa of the ksiva sefer Torah, and therefore can't be mevatel. The building of the sukkah is the gemara ma'isa, because the asiya isn't just the beginning of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. There's an asiya to add svara to what the Nos Imperio is saying. Building the sukkah, according to many, is a mitzvah. So the building of the sukkah itself is a gemara ma'isa mitzvah. What did the Rambam say you should do? It's interesting, in two places in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yom Kippur and Hilchos Sukkah, it says that after Yom Kippur, you should build the sukkah. Start with a mitzvah. Why it says it twice? It's a good kasha, not for now. But there's a mitzvah, according to many, to build a sukkah. Memela, the bnias ha-sukkah is a gemara ma'isa. If you built it lishma, it's a gemara ma'isa. You can't be mevatel the lishma. And the same thing with the with the baking of the matzah. Matzah has to be made l'shem mitzvah matzah. That in itself is a mitzvah. It's a gemara ma'isa mitzvah. And the male, you can't be mevatel the lishma. So now we have a chilek between get and sefer Torah, sukkah, and matzah. In the latter cases, it's a gemara ma'isa. A gemara ma'isa, you can't be mevatel the lishma. And get is not a gemara ma'isa, it's an earlier stage, and therefore you can be mevatel the lishma of the get. Another chiluk we can make between a get, where you can be mevatel the lishma of the get, and matzah and sukkah, that you can't be mevatel the lishma, because a get is only for this man. This man to divorce his wife. And therefore, if the Baal was mevatel the get isn't right with gerushin. And therefore, the lishma of the writing of the get is bottle. But sukkah and matzah, when someone decides not to sit in the sukkah, when someone decides not to eat this matzah, l'shem it's this matzah, someone else can eat it. Because asiyah l'shema helps not only for this person, it helps for someone else. And therefore, when he's mevatel it, he can't be mevatel other people, he made it l'shema, and now it's l'shema for the whole world. So he doesn't have the koach to be mevatel it. When we're talking about a get is only for this man, so when he's mevatel the get, the l'shema of the get, so it's bato because it's in his domain. He can do it. But when you talk about sukkah or matzah that are done l'shema, that can be done for the whole, without l'shema, without it's for the whole world. Everybody can eat this l'shem mitzvah matzah. Everybody can sit in this sukkah. And the male, the person doesn't have the koach to be mevatel it. However, in the Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Lamed, he writes that a person can be mevatel tzitzis that he made lishma, and he brings a raya from get. The Rambam writes that you can be mevatel tzivas haget lishma. Shagas Aryeh says you can therefore, if you made tzitzis lishma, you can be mevatel lishma of the tzitzis that he made in lishem mitzvah tzitzis. So if he makes it, if he shtels tzu between tzitzis and get, you can be mevatel both lishma. Maybe the Shagas Aryeh would hold the same thing about a sukkah. You can be mevatel the lishma of the sukkah. And also matzah, you can be mevatel the lishma of the matzah. Maybe the Shagas Aryeh would put them all in the same category. However, in the Magen Giborim, he kahiz mamish. Ask the Shtar Kasha, the Shagas Aryeh. He says, what are you talking about? How can you compare tzitzis to get? And he doesn't like it one bit. However, even if we grant that the Shagas Aryeh is correct, the Magen Giborim doesn't like it. He doesn't like the tzushtel between get and
tzitzis. He says a get you can be mevatel, tzitzis you can't be mevatel. You look there on the mug and gibor, and Aruch Haim Siman Yud, Eruch HaMagin El Siyud. But even if you grant him that you can be mevatel, the lishma the get, and then you can be mevatel tzitzis, nevertheless, you can't necessarily say that the Shabbos I would hold, you can also be mevatel a sukkah, and you can also be mevatel matzah. If you made them the shem mitzvah. Why? Because there the Shabbos I is talking about a case where a person had tzitzis, kosher tzitzis. And then he put on more tzitzis on the tzitzis. And by putting on new strings, he wanted to be mevatel the earlier strings. So there he would say that it works. Because he did a maaseh to tie a second pair of strings on the tzitzis. And that maaseh is mevatel the earlier tzitzis. With matzah and sukkah, just deciding not to sit in the sukkah, just deciding not to eat the matzah, where he's not doing a maaseh, there he doesn't have cause to be mevatel the lishma. So maybe there, even the Shakas Ariyeh would agree that you're not mevatel the lishma of matzah and sukkah. And in fact, your Sameach discusses this in Hilchos Gerushin and Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. So, where, how do we get here, sweetest friends? We all started with the union of Sukkah Yishana, Beishamai Pasels, because Beishamai holds that a Sukkah needs to be Lashma, Lashem Mitzvah Sukkah. So therefore, more than 30 days before Sukkah, Stum is not Lashma, and therefore it's Pasel. Within 30 days, we said Stum is Lashma. And we said, how is Stum a Lashma? I by get Stum is not Lashma. And then we made a Chiluk. We said that get is not a Gemara Maisa, and therefore it's not Lishma. But the building of a sukkah, that is a Gemara Maisa, and therefore since it's a Gemara Maisa, it's going, you can't be Mevatel Lishma. Stum is going to be Lishma. Stum is going to be Lishma, and you're not allowed to be Mevatel Lishma. That's what the chiluk would be between get, where you can be mevatel lishma, and sukkah, where you can't be mevatel lishma, because sukkah is a gemar maisa, and then a ksivas haget is only an earlier stage. The same thing, you can't be mevatel lishma of ksivas sefer Torah, and you can't be mevatel lishma of the baking of matzah. These are all gemar maisas, whereas get is only an earlier stage. Not only that, but we said that get, only this guy can divorce from the tzuri, has the power to be mevatel it. But sukkah and matzah, when you do those lishma, say for Torah, those are for other people also. And the meila, you don't have the power to be mevatel the earlier lishma. So let us continue. We had the mishnah, sukkah yishana beishamai pasels beisilas makshir. We said, what's a sukkah yishana that beishamai pasels? If you made it more than 30 days before Sukkot. But if you made it within 30 days of Sukkot, then it is considered L'shem Sukkot. Let's say you made it L'shem Chag. You made it for the sake of Sukkot, says the Mishnah. Even from the beginning of the year, it's fine. Doesn't matter how long ago you did it, as long as you did it L'shem Sukkot, it's fine. So Beishamai only passes a Sukkot Yishana. If it's not L'shem Sukkot, Stum is not going to be Lishma. But if it's L'shem Sukkot, even from the beginning of the year, it's fine, even from a long time ago. So what would be the halacha if you make a sukkah this year, for this year, and also for next year? Or no? Does it only work for sukkahs of this year? So the Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai, you need a sukkah Lishma. Why? Because the pasuk says, Chag Sukkot Shivas Yamin LaShem Sukkah Asui LaShem Chag Bainan. The Sukkah has to be LaShem Chag. And Rashi explains, it says, Sukkot LaShem Shivas Chag Sukkot Shivas Yamin LaShem. The Sukkah has to be LaShem LaShem Mitzvah HaMelech. And therefore, Beis Shammai holds that if it's not built LaShem Mitzvah Sukkah, it's not a kosher Sukkah. It's mashma l'chora that the kavanah of lishma even works for the next year, as long as you did it l'shem mitzvah samelach, as long as you did it for the command of the king, you did it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Doesn't matter if it's for this year or even also for next year. That would also work. However, l'chora, we can ask a kasha in this pasuk. The Gemara's Lima. Pasuk says, Chagas Sukkos. Shivas Yamin Lashem. That it has to be. Sukkah Suya Lashem Chag. It has to be Lashem for the sake of God's mitzvah. So who says the building of the sukkah has to be for the sake of God's mitzvah? Maybe the pasuk's saying that when you sit in the sukkah, it has to be for the sake of God's mitzvah. How do you know that the building of the sukkah has to be for the sake of God's mitzvah? The answer apparently is, obviously, the sitting, obviously, has to be for Hashem. We pass in mitzvah srichas kavana. So for that, you don't need the pasuk. That we know on our own. And therefore, when it says the sukkah has to be Lashem, we assume that it's talking about the building of the sukkah. Very good. So we learned a few inyanim about sukkah yishana. Why a sukkah yishana is... Why a sukkah is different than get. Why sukkah within 30 days do we say stam is lishma and get is not stam of lishma? We said, because the sukkah is a gemar maisa, get isn't the writing of the get. Get is only for this person. Sukkah is for everybody. So get, you have the kof mivato, sukkah you don't. We also saw that l'chora, not only does the kavanah l'shma work for this year, but it also works for coming years, as long as l'shem yitzis hamelech. We also saw that the pasuk is talking about the building of the sukkah. How does the Gemara know that? Because the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, that has to be lishma. Mitzvah is kavana. And Mela, when the pasuk says it's Lashem, it's talking about the building of the sukkah. So now let's backtrack. It's all sana darachadu. We're all in the same mesechta. Mesechta sukkah. Dav zayin amar aleph. It says in the Gemara, dav zayin amar aleph, that if you build a sukkah, that's kosher for sukkahs. It's not a kosher wall for Shabbos. And the Shabbos of Sukkah, it works. In other words, you have two walls, and a third wall, a filu atefach. For Shabbos, that shouldn't be a good rishus hayochid. However, on the Shabbos of Sukkah, it is a good sukkah. It is a good wall. Why? Because migul da habidofen linyan sukkah, habidofen linyan Shabbos. Because it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also considered a valid wall as far as Shabbos is concerned, and the Shabbos of Sukkah. So normally, when you build, let's say your sukkah, as Rashi says, next to your house, and it's got two walls that are good long walls, and the third that's only a tefach, it shouldn't be considered a rishus hayachid. You can't carry from here to your house, normally during the year, but on sukkahs you can. Why? Since it's considered a wall for sukkahs purposes, it's also considered a wall for Shabbos purposes. That's the Gemara. And the siyata d'shmaya, in another shir, we discussed this migu at length. Migu da havidofen linyan sukkah, havidofen linyan Shabbos. That's what Rava says. However, now we're going to look at it from another aspect. The Ran's kasha. Fret the Ran. Why don't we turn the migu on its head and say just the opposite? What's our migu? Migu means mitoch. Since it's a sugya, it's a sukkah. It's a dolphin. Laying in sukkah, the wall works for sukkahs. Therefore, the wall is also going to work for Shabbos. Why don't we say fakert? Since it doesn't work for Shabbos, it's also not a good wall for sukkahs. So on Shabbos sukkahs, two normal walls and the third, a tefach, shouldn't be considered a valid sukkah. Migu, that it's not a good wall for Shabbos. It's also not a good wall for Sukkah. Why did the Gemara say that? Instead of saying in the Kula, that since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. Say, since it's not a good wall for Shabbos, it's also not a good wall for Sukkah. That's the Ran's kasha. Comes the Gaon Reb Yosef Engel, in his Siyunim L'Torah and Klal Aleph, and he answers that migu is only shayich b'chiyuv, positive. And we can say, migu, that it's considered a wall. As far as sukkahs is concerned, it's also considered a wall. As far as Shabbos is concerned, that's a migu l'chiyuv, a positive migu. We don't say a migu l'shlila. That migu, that it's not a dolphin for Shabbos, it's also not going to have a shame dolphin, it's not going to be called a wall for sukkah. Because that, now this is Higayon Saruf. When something is l'shlila, when it's in the negative, it can't drag anything after it. Now, if you have a positive mitzias, so this positive mitzias can drag another mitzias with it. It's a wall for sukkahs. It's also a wall for Shabbos. But it not, the lack of, can't create a new halacha. It's not a wall for Shabbos. That can create a new halacha of not being a wall for sukkahs. It doesn't have any reality, not. It's hey, there, it's nothing. So on Shabbos, it's not a wall, but that can create a new halacha. It doesn't have the power to create a new halacha. That for sukkahs is also not a wall. No! Only l'chiyuv we say. It is a wall for sukkahs. It's also a wall for Shabbos. Because hey, there is a lack of existence. So a lack of existence cannot create new halachas. It's of a lack of existence for Shabbos, also a lack of existence for sukkah. No. And Shabbos is nothing. It doesn't exist. It's not a wall. So you can't say anything. All you can say is it's not a wall for Shabbos. It starts there and it ends there. But if it is a wall, a positive reality, l'chiyuv, that can create new realities. And the etzem, this svara, we already find in the Shita Mekubetzis, in Bava Metzia, and that that it says there, mitov, shelo kana pikeach, loy kana, cheresh. So there the Gemara is talking about a cheresh and a pikeach, a regular person, a hearing person, and a deaf person who pick up a metzia, who pick up an object together to be koneh. So the Gemara says, since the pikeach can't be koneh, so the cheresh is also not koneh. So there the Shita Mekubetzis says, what are you talking about? To say a migu l'chiyuv, migu l'zochi l'nafshi, zochi n'amid achwini, say there. You could say, if you're zochi for yourself, you can be zochi for others. You could say a migu in the positive sense, but to say a migu in the negative sense, he doesn't understand. Because the pikeach isn't koneh, so the cheresh is also not koneh. How do you say amigu l'shlila? So that is our yisod, that amigu cannot be said l'shlila. So, how to deal with that gemara, if that you have to look in the Shita Mekubetzis. But l'maisa, that's our yisod, that the reason we don't say about a dofen, that is only good for sukkahs and not good for Shabbos, that since it's not good for Shabbos, it's also not good for sukkahs on Shabbos, rather we say fakir. Since it is good for sukkahs, it's also good for Shabbos. That's because when you say amigu, the amigu has to be l'chiyuv and not l'shlila. Because the heyoder has no mitzias. And therefore, a heyoder, a lack of existence, can't drag along, pull along any new halachas. It can't create a new halacha. We find a similar svara in the Chasam Sofer, who brings from his shvei Rabbi Kiva Eger and Orach Chaim Siman, Kuvte Zayin, in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, to answer Tosas Kasha. Tosas says, why can a goy not become a shliach to bring a get from a man to a woman? Because so the Gemara says, because he's not a Bayer Teira, because a goy can't get divorced, doesn't have gittin. Like we have gittin, it's a memeira. He can't be a shliach. It's a fret. Tosfos, I have a better reason. Because they're not a Bayer Shlichus. So don't tell me, the Gemara says, it's because he's not a Bayer Teira.
Because he can't do it himself, and maybe he can't be a shliach. I have a better reason. Because goyim aren't bari shlichus. So that's what the Gemara should have said. Because your shliach has to be a ben bris, and a goy isn't a ben bris. He's not a Jew, so maybe he can't be a shliach. So why does the Gemara say, because he's not a bari teira? Because he himself can't divorce. Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger. Based on what the Magen Avraham writes, the Siman Tov Mem Chesif Kotan Dal, the name of the Masis Bin Yamin, that a goy can be a shliach to another goy. Because that's gam atem. Atem, gam atem. That the shliach and the mishalech have to be similar. So if the mishalech is a Jew and the shliach is a goy, segaitnish, it doesn't work. But if they're both goyim, then it's atem, gam atem. You're making the din of shlichos of the mishalech and the shliach being similar. Now, in the Sefer Evin HaOzer, in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Pei Tes, he says that in shlichus, you only need that it be doman one side. Either it be a Jew, even though he's not a ben bris, like a mummer, like an apostate, or it be a ben bris, like an Eved Kenani, even though he's not a Yisrael, even though he's not, strictly speaking, Jewish. They only have to be similar in one son. In other words, you can have, in the realm of shlichus, a mummer, because at least he's Jewish, or an Eved Kenani, because at least he's a member of the covenant, he's a ben bris. So if that's the case, according to this, a goy can be a shliach for a mummer, because they're also similar in one way, because they're both not the neighbors. A goy isn't considered a ben bris, of course, and either is a mummer. He's out of the covenant. And therefore, if a mummer, an apostate Jew, wants to send his wife a get, a goy should be a good shliach. And therefore, the Gemara had to say another reason, because a goy is not a bar teira, and therefore a goy can't be a shliach for a get, even for a mummer. So that is Rabbi Akiva Eger's teretz. Tosfos' kasha was, how come? The Gemara says that the reason a goy can't be a shliach for a Jew to bring a get is because he's not a bar teira. Say that it's because he's not shy enough to be a shliach. So Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer is that a goy can be a shliach for a goy because they're similar. Meaning establishing the principle that all you need for a shliach and mishalech is that they have similarities. And then from another place he brings that similar means even similar on one side. Meaning that if you have two Jews, all one of the Jews has to be is either a Yisrael, or either strictly speaking a Jew, or a member of the covenant, even Eved Kenani, because he's considered a ben bris. As long as you have some sort of dimin even on one side. And if that's the case, if you would have a goy who's not a ben bris, he is similar to a mummer, an apostate, is also not a ben bris, and therefore a goy could be a shliach for an apostate. And if, since the Gemara wanted to exclude that, it says, no, it's not enough. You're writing mitzat shlichos, he could be a shliach for the apostate. They're both considered goyim. They're shavim mitzat echad, that they're both not members of the covenant. But a goy isn't a bari teirah. A goy doesn't have gidin kedushin, and therefore he can't be a shliach. And that's why the Gemara gave that explanation. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger. Comes the Chasam Sofer and he answers Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, Shver, dear Shver. Even though a goy could be a shliach for a goy, according to the Masis Bin Yamin, that's only because they're mamish equal. But a goy cannot be a shliach for a mummer or for an Eved Kenani. Why? Because how are they similar? They're similar in Heyadeh and what they are not. That they are both not, the goy and the mummer are both not bnei bris. The goy and the Eved Kenani are both not a Yisrael, strictly speaking, Jews. That is what they're equal in. How are they different? They're different in what they are. Because a mummer is a Jew. A goy is not a Jew. And what they are not is not stronger is not as strong as what they are. In other words, in what they are, they're different. They're only similar in what they are not. When you have a mummer and you have a goy, what are they? In what they are, they're different. Because one is a Jew, and the other one lacks that. The goy is not a Jew. He lacks that. So that's in Yeshus. That's in existence. And therefore, that will overpower the fact that they are similar and what they are not, that they are both not B'nai B'ris. So you see the same svara said by the Chasam Sofer, that what's hayadeh, what is not, cannot drag after it halachas, it cannot draw, create new halachas, only what is, only Yeshus, only existence. So therefore, if you have a goy, and you have a mummer, a goy can't be a shliach for a mummer. And you can't say, they're similar. They're similar in the fact that both of them are not B'nai B'ris. You're right, but they're only similar in what they are not. But what are they? He's a Jew and he's a goy. And in that case, they are dissimilar. So they are dissimilar in what they are. That is stronger than the fact that they are similar in what they are not. I think that's very clear. So Memeo, you see the same svara three times. You see it here in the Migu. That Migu, since it's a wall as far as Sukkot is concerned, it's also a wall as far as Shabbos is concerned. You don't say it the other way. It's not for Shabbos, therefore it's not for Sukkot. A wall. Because you don't say Migu and Hayad there. You see the same thing in Bava Metziah, that the Shita Mukubetzis asks, how can you say since the Pikach is in Kona, the Cheresh is also not Kona? That's a Migu and Hayad there. He is not. How can you say that? And see, we also see by what the Chasam Sofer answers Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tosfos asked the Kasha. Why is it Nachwi? Why does the Gemara say that a goy can't be a shliach for a Jew for a get? Because he's not a bar hetera. Say better. Say because he's not a bar shlichus. So Rabbi Kiva's answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer was no. He really should be a bar shlichus. Because in certain cases, the goy is like the Jew, i.e., a goy and a mummer. They're both similar in the fact that neither of them is a ben bris. A mummer took himself out of the covenant, and a goy is not in the covenant. So as far as that is concerned, you could be a shliach. Come on, the Gemara, no, a goy still can't be the shliach of a Jew. Comes along the Chasam Sofer, he says, not true, Rebbe Akiva Eger. You're right, they're similar. You're right, but they're similar in what they are not. They are both not a ben bris. That's why they are similar, but they are dissimilar in what they are. One is a Jew and one is a goy. And the male, since they're dissimilar in what they are, you wouldn't even have a havamina that a goy could be a shliach for a Jew. And therefore, we go back to the kasha. Then why does the Gemara not just simply say that the reason a goy can't be a shliach for a Jew is because he's not a bar shlichus? You can't tell me because he can be a bar shlichus because they're similar. No, they're only similar in what they're not, not in what they are. So that is our chiddush legabe of the Nosim Perio, of course, legabe sukkah lishma, a sukkah migu of sukkah that's only said b'chiyuv. And the mele, we should always do things b'chiyuv. We should always be positive because positive things draw more positive things, and the negative is just a lack of existence, a lack of reality, and that doesn't bring anything new, anything creative, anything holy into this world. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.